A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hey guys, before this show starts, just want to let you know that over on Red Men Plus, our subscription service, we've got tons and tons of Liverpool content in podcast form as well. You love podcasts, we love making podcasts. Go and check it all out. That's redmenplus.com. Sign up for as little as £5 a month. You will not regret it. Now, enjoy the show.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Red Men podcast for a very special Christmas edition. We've brought back some old things from previous shows, we're bringing some new things. We've got a brand new studio and set, and we've got a whole host of amazing guests on this show as well. We're going to be talking through Jürgen Klopp's Christmas wish list, the things that he would most want this Christmas and then leading into the new year and what have you. We're going to be picking the best moments of Liverpool in 2022, and we're going to be looking ahead to the week's games against Man City and maybe a touch on Aston Villa as well. But don't worry, it's not just me. Let me introduce first our first guest, the man, the legend, Mr. Chris Pajak. Outstanding.
Hello, everyone.
Outstanding. Well done.
I did it as well. I nailed it, didn't I?
Yeah,
I practiced that.
The camera didn't quite catch it, but the heel click was 10 out of 10. Okie dokie. Right. Also from the Red Men stable, let us welcome Miss Chloe Bloxham. Oh, look at that. Right. Where's the heel click?
I'm not Mr. Chris Pedro.
Who is, and who could be?
Oh, I know.
Excellent, Chloe in place. You did really well there, Chloe.
It was just walking, so yeah. I would hope so.
Well, there's been a lot of complaints about how complicated walking is. Let's see how we go. Next up, we have got Babe Station star, Miss Saskia Jade.
Hello.
There we go.
Nailed it.
I know. I just decided to skip in, didn't I?
Yeah. Well, yeah, we had a little moment before where you were like, I don't really want to
walk in. It was stressful, so I just decided to be an absolute idiot. Yeah.
Nailed it.
Right. And last but by no means least, we have got the wonderful, the incredibly talented, the artist himself, John Charles. Oh, yeah.
Like some kind of wrestler.
That is a wrestler. Absolutely brilliant stuff.
I'm so sorry.
What?
He looked.
Sting.
Just had to get in on the act.
Yeah. Hey, Steve. Hi. Steve's playing role of photographer in the background for this one. Cool. Yeah. So welcome aboard. First and foremost, John. Good to have you in.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, you've pulled out all the stops. You've got a little bit of red on your trainers. That was your concession towards Red Men TV.
And I've even wore actual matching socks. So I normally like odd socks, but Christmas theme. Thought of that.
They say odd socks is like a sign of intelligence, don't they?
It's not true, that. I just like them. I don't like my socks to match, ever.
Mm. Why?
Just doesn't feel right. They've got to be the same, as long as they're the same brand. But they've got to be different colours.
Different thicknesses?
No, same brand.
I was going to say, like...
I couldn't wear, like, a Nike one and a Adidas one. They've got to be the same.
Never mix the brands. Never mix the brands. Saskia, welcome back.
Hi.
You good?
Yeah, you?
Good to see you keeping on brand with the Red Men Christmas jumper.
I know. Beautiful, isn't it?
It is very good. It is very good indeed. And Chris, keeping on brand with last year's Christmas jumper?
I thought someone else would wear this year's. So if I hadn't, me and Chloe would have been sat in the same jumper. And I didn't want to wear it better than Chloe.
It's fine, you'd look idiotic.
And Chloe drafted in last minute. You come in, you're actually technically on holiday and you've come in for this show.
I know. Cancelled an appointment and everything for this.
What's
so...
the appointment for, Chloe?
No.
No. Yeah, brilliant. Well, big thanks to everyone who's joined us. You can interact with the show live. If you're here with us on YouTube at the moment, so if you've got anything you want to discuss, then please do. We'll dive into all of that as we go on throughout the show. First and foremost, though, we're going to kick things off with the Best Liverpool moments of 2022. We're going to be asking the panel for their thoughts on a variety of topics. Chris, do you want to throw one into the mix for your favourite Liverpool moments of 2022?
It probably won't be up there with everybody else's favourite moments. There are a few, I think, but the one that stands out to me is Harvey Elliott's goal against Cardiff, I think.
Yeah.
You know, for me and you, obviously, we took our daughters to the game. It was the first game that they'd been to at Anfield and stuff, so we managed to get a couple of tickets together, me and my daughter in the cop, and then we were like, you know what? Someone told me, Dan Nico told me from Boss Night, he said, if you go down to the front there, they'll be able to put you on the front row with the kids. So me and you went down, had your daughter with you, I had mine, and we went down there, we were front row with a cop, and we got to see Harvey Elliott score that goal and then run over into the corner to celebrate. So just as a memory with the kids and stuff as well, I just thought it was perfect for me.
Yeah, and he'd had an absolute twat of a time after the injury to come back and actually get that goal and to score in front of the cop. You know, he's just a huge Liverpool fan.
It's a great goal as well, the touch and then the volley, it was absolutely brilliant.
Yeah, 100% on that. Saskia, we were discussing yours before filming. It's a moment that stood out because it basically made you laugh.
It was the funny, like, what's his name? Kepa. Oh my God, when he came up for pens,
yeah?
And he was meant to, what, specialise in pens or whatever? I'm sorry. he does what? Like, no, it was just the funniest thing ever, missing it. And it was just such an intense game as well, because it was just like, got to that, like, 10-10. And then...
Then Kelleher goes up to make it 11-10, doesn't he? And then Kepa misses the final penalty after just being brought on. It was superb. Were you awake for this? Because last time you were on,
do you know
you
what?
Said you tend to fall asleep when things get stressful.
No, do you know what it was? Surprise, you didn't fall asleep 5 minutes ago. No, I'm not having that. No, but to be fair, I was very awake for that because it was intense. Like, more intense than whatever I fell asleep for last time. I can't remember what it was.
Yeah.
I remember thinking, who does that? You watch it, imagine if you were at the footy. Nah.
You know, I don't fall asleep when I'm actually there, but if it's on the TV and I'm, like, comfy,
Yeah.
Never go to, like, a Liverpool European final ever. You're the most stressful event of all time. John, is the one you want to throw in?
Yeah, cost us a penalty in the final.
Yeah.
For me, that's... See, people don't know that I'm not actually a Liverpool fan. I'm a Blackburn fan, aren't I?
Well, if you whisper it, no one's going
to... Of course, I need to clarify. I'll just get that out there now. But for me, whenever I'm watching footy, like, my wife will tell you, I miss every goal. I'm renowned for, like, missing goals. Like, I'll go to the toilet, come back, and four goals will have happened.
Maybe you're like, could a good luck charm.
Yeah.
Could you do that when we're next in a final? Just
she'll say it all the time. Just go out or just look at your phone, and I'm like, missed another goal, always. But yeah, I've seen that penalty, and I love him anyway. He's quality. He's just a lovely man.
Well, you had a little bit of time with Kostas at the weekend, didn't you?
Yeah.
And the general sent both of you come back with was he wasn't quite what you expected him to be. Like, we'll do a bit more on this on Podcast Extra later, but he's nowhere near as, like, weird, I'm told.
No, he's
lovely.
He's softly spoken. He's really a really nice fella, isn't he?
Handsome chap as well.
Good to see.
Very
smart, like, very handsome chap.
Right now.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare coverage at UH1.com. That's UH1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
That penalty, he had all the hallmarks, Chloe, of like, it's Kostas Tsimikas. What is he? Is he a bit of like one of those lads? Because Liverpool have had these like cult figures over the years, and generally cult figures is normally a bit of like a backhander thing of like, we've had a couple of fun moments with you, but you're generally shit. And for him to step up and take that penalty, like, it was like he's either going to be cemented as a, in Liverpool folklore, or everyone's going to basically hate him for all time afterwards. He scores it, he wheels away, it's just a boss moment.
Yeah, it is, and it was a moment good for him because ever since he's been here, he's been unbelievable. And he's rivaled Robertson, which is the best compliment I can give him because Robbo's one of the best left-backs in the world. So to be near about that level and come in and just look seamless, even though you don't play week in, week out, it was lovely for him to have that moment. And also, to be honest, I'd rather him take the penalty over Robbo because he'd absolutely pelted that out the stadium. I would not have enjoyed that. But Kostas, I was a bit more calm with it.
Well, as a random moment of the year, was it after the League Cup final when we spoke to Andy Robertson's family? We were outside Wembley having something to eat, and his mum come over and introduced herself, and we had a little chat, and we went over and said hello to the family, and we were saying, how did you feel when he was taking his pen in the League Cup? Yeah. And they were all like, absolutely in pieces. Not like his family being like his biggest supporter. Oh no, it's fine. Oh, Andy, we watched him grow up, and we know how good he is at these. They were all like, we know he's got some problems scoring goals. they were all absolutely on a knife edge with it. Yeah, so I want to throw, while we're on the subject of the League Cup penalty shootout, I want to throw Van Dijk's penalty against Kepa in Clow.
Sexy.
We spoke to Virgil about this before the Champions League final, and I was trying to get him to basically say that Kepa was a massive dickhead and he wouldn't bite. Mm. But like, Kepa sets him up by going and you know, because he moves over to, like, look from Van Dijk's view to the left of centre. So you're meant to try and stick it in the top bin because you've got all that space to aim for. There's like a gamesmanship that goes with as a goalkeeper like that, and Virgil just gets so cross with him and just twats it past him on his side and then gives him the stink eye. It's beautiful.
Yeah, it is. Like I said, it's sexy. Only Virgil van Dijk could do that, you know. And the look afterwards, it was all, you know, if I could ever take someone to have a pen for me, it'd be that. And being behind the goal, when you saw the mind games and you saw, and I love Virgil, but he is a centre-half, and I'm not too sure I like centre-halves or any defensive player taking pens, but evidently you have to when you get deep into them. And for him to step up and just absolutely have Kepa off was amazing, because not just did he blaze one over the bar, he also got had off by Virgil van Dijk, so yeah. That wasn't my favourite moment, though, of the season.
What was your favourite moment?
It could arguably be the worst moment of the season as well, but it was most defo those 20 sort of minutes where I thought we were going to win the league, and there was nothing like it, those 20 minutes where Aston Villa were up 2-0, and I just thought to myself, that is the most emotional I've been. I was more emotional during those 20 minutes than I was when we lost it, because it felt like it could happen. I'd say that, because you just looked around in disbelief. People were nearly crying. And yeah, it didn't end out the way you wanted it, but those are the moments that you live for in footy.
It was like that half time there. It was just an incredible atmosphere that half time. I remember running into someone who used to go to school with, and he's like, we're winning it. And just everyone was just like that, weren't they? It was just unbelievable. No one could sit still. Everyone was just dancing around in the concourses. It was incredible.
Yeah, I mean, to have that twice, we had that a few seasons ago, didn't we? And there was like the 5-minute spell when we were top of the league and everything felt. And I said, if I could bottle that feeling, that would be the best drug on planet Earth by an absolute mile. Chris, is there any, we've all mentioned moments, best moments of 2022 have all come in last season.
There's the Salah goal, isn't there, against Manchester City? Yeah. I think that one's a massive goal, and you know, it's the turn of the centre half. It's getting up to Alice. It's the fact that Alisson kicks the ball to him and slips. That's the most important part, because when Alisson kicks the ball to him and slips, Mo is guaranteed to score.
Yeah. He needs. I'm not sure how that works, but it's absolutely a fact.
It's the way it is. So that's obviously got to be up there. And at a time of the season where we gave ourselves no chance, I think, against Manchester City at that point. You know, we were probably all going into Anfield thinking, this could be 3-0 to Manchester City or something like that. And then talking about that feeling again, it's that feeling after that win. You know, after that goal, everyone's thinking Liverpool are back in this. It wasn't quite meant to be, because the second half of 2022 hasn't quite gone that way. But that was an unbelievable moment for this season.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're watching live, get your suggestions for the best moments of 2022. And we've had a super chat from Scott Hawks, the wonderful, the incredible Scott Hawks with $50. Says, it's 2 a.m. here. I need some kip. I just wanted to wish you all a Merry Christmas and thanks again for bringing Reds together all over the world. Thank you so much. And actually, Chris calls him a legend.
Merry Christmas, Scott.
Yeah, absolutely. That's incredible. And we have got one from Mystic Visuals, who says, tell John I love him.
I knew she just said his name. I love you too, Mystic.
Who is it?
So he filmed my documentary.
Oh, really?
Last year, yeah. So he
is
messaged
this the guy
me yesterday.
Who filmed you not being able to walk and then left it in?
Yeah. Outside my house, yeah, that was him. Thanks for that.
Absolutely.
Can you reenact the walk for us?
If you want me to.
Yeah.
So just for anybody, so I had a documentary that came out a year ago now, and it was based on my life from a childhood drinking drugs into recovery and then into the art. And at one of the points, they wanted me to walk down the street past my house where I grew up. And this is how I walked, and they left it in.
Okay.
Already lost. Oh, go on.
I walked and I went. My arms don't move.
They do, John. They really do. We've all seen it now.
That's incredible. There is nothing more awkward than being asked to walk, and you guys have all just experienced it at the start of the show, of course. But I had this for the Man City preview I did for the Premier League TV or whatever, and I had to pretend I was living in it was in my house, and I had to say to them, there's certain things in here you can't film because I cannot have people think I live in this house. They had a fucking fruit machine in the living room. Like, you know what I mean? And I'm like,
no, yeah.
It'd be
an arcade machine.
It would be an arcade machine, Chris.
Come on, mate. You've got this two in this room that we're sat in right now.
There's
one upstairs as well.
Arcade machines and fruit machines are very different. Are very different animals. But it was like there was just lots of like it was the Liverpool equivalent of like people who have like wall stickers of live, love, laugh, and it was a lot of like it was like Liverpool flip flops by the door. It was too much. And I, you know, and there's a point where I brought me son.
Too much, Paul.
Is
yeah.
At your house?
Okay. No, but like genuinely, too much is too little. Like, look, Chris, I don't live here. That's the point.
You kind of do though.
yeah. Anyway, it was all too much. But they asked me to walk out of the door and like having to perform small actions, like close this door, is like, how much pressure do you require to close
it? Have a door handle.
Because we're saying eat a piece of toast. I'm like, can you do it again? I'm like, well, there's a bite out of that, so I'll have to make another piece of toast now. So he ends up with all 10 pieces of toast, just bite it for us. I'm like,
so I haven't seen the document. Did they have you say any particular lines, like scripted lines for it or anything?
Do you know what? Most of it was just like off the cuff. There would have been some parts where they've asked me to say certain things, but I just get it wrong. So at the end of the documentary, there's about 5 minutes worth of bloopers because I'm not good at like just scripts. Basically, yeah. I can just talk normally, but wasn't very good.
I had to walk in and say, you've got to say like, I walk past the boss tonight, we were like, oh, Jürgen's going to get the boys fired up tonight. So I was like, you know, like, oh my God.
It was like the video I'd done to say that I was coming on here. On my phone, there's about 15 minutes worth of it. And at the end of every one, you just hear me go, oh, for fuck's sake, that was shit. And I'm just in my studio trying to do this video just the same, coming on here. And even the way I said Klopp's name, I'm like, the one that I posted, I go, Klopp. I've never said clock before, like clock. There's just no need for it.
Saskia, how was your promo video? How did, that was that? Were you a one take one there?
It was two takes.
How really? About the first take.
The first take is because I literally didn't mention anything.
Did you just
of importance?
Ramble.
Yeah, we know me. I ramble, right? So yeah, it was a lot of rambling. I was like, no, and I also wanted it to only be like a 1 15-second thing for Instagram, rather than like it goes into two, because some people loop into 1 minute. Like, and can be a whole 1 minute post, but mine is like still at the 15 seconds for each one. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah.
For stories.
Is that right? Is that right? Right? Oh, okay, okay.
So because on, for some reason, this Instagram, they're still stuck at 15. I was like, right, I just want to get it in one, because otherwise it's like a two, and that stresses me out. Yeah. So it was trying to.
So what were you like? It's like, hi, everyone, I'm going to be on Redmen. It's a bit of a frosty day today.
No, it was just
that. I just had a bit of, just had some room temperature water, and I'm thinking about stretching, and then I'm going to go. And
16 seconds. What the fuck was I talking
about? No, it was more like the first take, it went into two parts, and I was just like, okay, how can I shorten this down? What can I take out of it? So it was more just like, I'll take out the 10:30 a.m. and I'll put it in writing.
Yeah, I said live about 15 times.
See, this is what I mean. Sometimes on the first go, you say things twice, and then you look at it and you go, right, okay, just redo it without all that extra shit. Yeah,
it's too easy to do, isn't it? I was doing an intro for the Costa stuff we did at the weekend, and at the end of the weekend, I just like that. And I'm like, it was about a minute long. I was like, for fuck's sake. You were there. You just had to say, come inside. The two little words that you had to say.
My thing forever is, I do just wing it.
But you can't repeat it either, even though you've got it almost
perfect.
You know,
yours make me laugh, because you have such, like, if you watch your promo video that you did yesterday or whatever, there's such a gap at the beginning where you're just like, it's like, okay, speak then. And then I'm waiting for like 2 seconds.
You know what that gap is, right?
And I'm like, go? Like,
that's him looking at himself.
Yes.
That's what he does. For a few seconds, he's like, yeah, I'm still gorgeous, and now I'm going
to
talk.
I don't know why, not to bully you, but I don't know why, it was something that you like, did this thing with your hand.
We're going to get, you be careful, because there's a photo of you in here.
Oh, wait. I will burn it.
Who can get to it first?
You put it out with your own consent, and you're just doing something with your hand.
Probably winding. Is it because I'm a hand talker. What can I
need to go back and watch it now.
I need to watch it.
I can't wait to watch it.
I just remember that you didn't say my name in it, so I didn't read through it. No, I'm joking.
Did I not mention you in it?
No.
Because I think we were still...
Because
he was
still
doing
this with his hands.
I think you were probably still in bed. I don't think you'd agreed to do the show by that point. What time have you been getting up? You've been off for a week. What time have you been getting up on average?
Obviously, like 8 a.m.
Bullshit.
Yeah, very bullshit, yeah.
Have you been getting up in the morning?
Yeah, I get up at 5 a.m. And then I go back to bed.
Till?
Oh, it depends what day it is.
You're gone.
A time that you don't want to know.
I'm sorry.
Any tissues?
And the thing before, don't take a photo of me. No, it's fine. Yeah. Just cry on the internet.
Decent.
Okay, right.
So we've had some more comments while we've done it. Martin Jeremy is one of our YouTube members here, saying best moment has to be Chelsea subbing Mendy for Kepa, only for Kepa to lose the shootout, missing a pen. Ha ha ha. Loved it. Andy App has been a member for 11 months. Says, Merry Christmas, Redmen. Here's to a better 2023. Yeah, I'd be absolutely amazing if that would be the case. And a big shout out to people in our Club Legend Discord right now. We've got Jith, Danny M, Ashley Frith, Lewis A, LFC Mav, all checking out the show, and Quadbot as well. Quadbot said, mate, just done too many live shows to worry about take two. No. Like, there's plenty of times.
Are you joking?
Because my point is, if I trip up, it genuinely is like a... Because, as you say, I can't say the same thing again. It really annoys me.
Even if it was perfect, he has to change it. He just will not
do
the same thing.
What he usually does is, and I know because I have to edit all of it, is he'll stop. He'll sit there for a couple of seconds, And then he'll repeat the last line that he said, and then I've got to edit it together and piece it together, and he'll fuck up about three times, and you won't see the edit. You won't see the part where I've had to mash them together.
Next time, just make sure you mention a name when you're doing a promo.
Call me box him every while. Chloe's got a Twitter back, and she's brought her attitude with it as well. Like,
it's because I work here. You have made me a worse person, to be honest.
Yeah. You're a worse human being, probably. She was working with the Outfield Rap, and she was all like saving the planet. And being good, and probably reading The Guardian. And now you're with us, you're a potty mouth, angry person. I blame him. It's proximity to the
It's all the influences of yous all just sitting there and saying stupid crap all day.
Danny M says Paul getting abused, hashtag stop mate abuse. And Quadbot said, when Matip's adventure came to fruition against Leeds, as moments go,
that
Chris.
The little 1-2 at the end.
Yeah, finally, it finally happened. Joel Matip finally marauded down the pitch and scored a goal. Yeah, I think that was
the only game I've missed in 5 years. I was fuming.
Good to know that you're not holding on to it, Dan.
No.
Superb.
I had to go to Pauline's birthday, Jim, over in Portugal.
If you don't know, by the way, she just calls her mum Pauline. I mean, it is a name.
No, it's because...
Moment of 2022, might be Chris dancing with your mum on the bar in Coyote Ugly.
Oh, yeah. You for you, maybe not for me.
There's a moment, and we did a podcast extra on this a couple of weeks ago, where it's you and your sister just looking at your mum on dancing on the bar, a Coyote Ugly with Chris, and you both just go, "Get down." She doesn't get down. She does another round with Chrissy P.
Yeah,
great stuff. Yes, we're going to put a poll.
What's wrong with dancing on the
bar? If you can't go to Coyote Ugly and give of yourself enough to dance on the bar, then you've not really gone to Coyote Ugly.
I need to go. This sounds fun.
I think you'd like it.
Oh, define fun. It was fun when it was everyone else.
A few pints, dancing on a table.
Yeah, but it wasn't you who was dancing, it was your ma.
I mean...
Yeah.
Should be fun for you to do it.
Yeah, I'll do it.
There you go.
My mum's nowhere near here. It's fine.
It was very good stuff indeed. Right, we're going to open a poll on the YouTube if you're watching live on what was the best moment of 2022. You're going to be able to vote in that, and we'll go through that a little bit later on. We're going to take a very short break, and then we're going to be opening some Christmas crackers. Hopefully there's jokes in them. I have planned for there to be jokes in there. I haven't made the crackers. They are official Liverpool Christmas crackers. Let's hope.
That's right, with my giggles, it's going to be well funny then.
Well, we'll just play you the video. If we need to fill some comedy time, we'll play you my video when we wear that.
It's the funniest thing I need to do.
Yeah, brilliant. we're going to be going through the tier list for Jürgen Klopp's Christmas wish list as well. So, yeah, get your votes in.
No expense poll, spared on that, Paul?
Zero expense spent on the board on that one. So, yeah, stay tuned and we'll be back after this very short break. Hey everyone, Merry Christmas. Ooh, Christmas time is getting very close indeed, and we have still got some amazing prizes to give away in our Red Men Plus Advent Calendar Liverpool giveaway. We've already given away an Auto Penside Mohamed Salah shirt. We have given away an actual signed shirt, Liverpool Retro, signed by Ronnie Wheeler and Bruce Grobler. We've given away bits signed by Michael Owen and Phil Neal. We've still got signed books left to give away, and of course this is the big one. This is what we've all been waiting for. On Christmas, we are going to be giving away a 2001 Liverpool away shirt signed by Jamie Carragher and by Phil Thompson, two of the most celebrated, decorated, most beloved Scousers on the planet ever to play for the Mighty Reds. And it's on a 2001 Cardiff away shirt for, not Cardiff, but Liverpool playing in Cardiff for the FA Cup final. Get your name in the draw for one more week of Red Men Christmas giveaways. Go to redmenplus.com, sign up as a Club Legend tier subscriber. Not only will you get access to our incredible range of content, which of course means the footy's back this week, we've got you covered with pre and post game content on there in video and in podcast, but also we've got loads of documentaries. My Liverpool debut is streaming in full, available for you, a documentary series focused on Liverpool legends, including Phil Thompson and Jamie Carragher. Find out how they made their Liverpool debuts in our new documentary series. And if you want to be a Club Legend subscriber, you can either join straight away or upgrade from Club Captain over at redmenplus.com and get your name in the hat for this little beauty and a bunch of other stuff as well. Yes, hope to see you over there, Merry Wild. Yeah, get involved. Last week of our advent calendar giveaways, we're going to be giving away two. I was meant to do it on this show, but have I prepared that? Have I bollocks? So we'll be doing it on Red Men's socials later on today. So stay, you know, peeled on all of that good stuff. Yeah, there is one more boss prize left to go as well as a few more bits and pieces. We're going to be giving away John Newby's book, Addicted to Football, which is signed by the former Liverpool player. That'll be today. So you've still got time to get yourself on the Wheel of Names for that one. Oh, and we had one more shout actually for best moments of 2022. The Wolfman's Cotnards. Great name. The best moment is Alisson falling on the ball, copying Pickford's time wasting.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
Decent.
Yeah, I like that.
The grade A shithousery of just being like, he's time wasted all game, and then he just goes.
Brilliant.
Fucking beautiful stuff. Right, okay, guys, you've got your Christmas crackers there. In true Christmas tradition, do you want to do... What do you want to do? Grab some, guys. It's absolutely fine. You can lean in it. Do you want to do... Have you got particular, like... Chris, you'll defo have a method.
Are we doing like a this?
Oh, yeah, go on. Why not? Let's
wait. My left hand's not me dominant hand.
You've only got the one hand? What? No!
Yeah, go on, you can do...
What are you doing? Put that down!
All at the same time?
Put it down!
Chris is just not going to stay in here.
Is he all right? Put that one down.
No,
because I've got this and then he's got that.
Excuse me. You're cheating here. Your hand needs to go further back, my friend. Thank
Chris
you.
Chris is a cheat. Christmas is a Christmas cracker cheat.
Yeah,
it's not
going
to work.
Are we going?
Two. One.
Oh, for fuck's sake!
Yes! I'm a winner!
You're a double winner! So you pulled that well. Flying over this way. Hang on, I'm tethered.
I don't know what I'm doing with my hands.
I'm tethered!
Hang on, someone's... To be fair, this is a belter joke, you know?
Do you want...
Yeah, do you want...
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Go on, someone... I'll take one.
Yeah, wait, I'll let you win this one. Come on, lad.
Go on.
Oh, the little key ring.
So, no, by the way, my gifts went flying.
Your gift.
So I want
ready?
Them.
Quick hands.
Well, where's mine?
Nice. Yours is there.
Oh, my little pin. How cute.
Look at that.
Something flew over there.
We got a joke.
Something
definitely.
Yeah,
we do. I'm just seeing what one I like better.
I right. think something went under the
sofa. That's fine. Saskia, what's your joke?
It's my gift. Sorry.
Just give me the pin badge.
Yeah, but I got two.
Oh.
Anyway, what kind of room has no windows?
I don't know. What kind of room has got no windows?
A mushroom.
Can't, you know.
Right, John?
I don't want to read this. It's that bad. What goes oh, oh, oh?
I don't know. What goes oh, oh, oh?
Santa.
Walking backwards.
That's actually really funny.
Oh, my Lord.
Too bad.
See, I like dad jokes, so...
How does an angel answer the phone?
I don't know.
I can't answer it.
Halo!
No, you should have done Beyonce's version of Halo there.
I don't know Beyonce's version of Halo.
Go on, Chloe, what would that have been then if it was Beyonce?
No, thank you. I'm not on that level, I don't think.
Okay. You're a good singer?
Nope.
You are?
You
are a good singer.
Can I get on with me, Jay?
Yeah.
Great. What kind of tree do fingers grow on?
Have you just laughed at fingers there?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
I don't know. Okay. What kind of tree do fingers grow on?
Thank a you. Palm tree.
Yeah, oh, that's true.
It's good.
Palm.
I'm not wearing it.
Tree.
I don't get it.
Palm. Fingers. Tree. Palm.
The palm of your hand?
Yeah, I get it.
I mean, I like the way that you laughed at fingers, but not at the actual joke.
Yeah, it's good stuff, though.
Sensational stuff. Ashley Frith got it. Ashley Frith, capital letters, palm tree. Ashley's heard that
one. Did Liverpool do some sort of YouTube video the other day where someone said this exact same joke, and I feel like Carvalho laughed at it? Or Carvalho might have said it?
You know what? There's only one way to find out, and it's not from any of us.
No.
These are Liverpool branded crackers, right?
Yeah.
Official.
I got them from the club shop. So.
Okay. So, the who am I?
No.
David Beckham.
Wild.
No.
Why is there a crown on them as well, then?
He wasn't Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
I'm Margaret Thatcher.
Okay.
Who are you? Einstein.
Who?
Clarify.
He's Liverpool crackers.
The official Christmas
Michael
crackers
Jackson.
Have Michael Jackson. No, they've got fucking Margaret Thatcher in the mix.
I'm saving the worst for last.
Yeah, dead Tory bitch. Yes. Who am I?
Who are we doing?
I'm in the
trivia?
Mud.
Yeah, we can do the trivia.
What is the largest planet? The sun.
Hang on a minute.
Pluto.
I mean, it's Jupiter, isn't it? But it's yeah.
Wow.
Okay,
have my belly. I don't know if the microphone's going to pick up on that. My belly is just going.
Quality.
Super. Do you want to do your trivia?
It's bit crap like because it's not very on brand with Liverpool or Scousers, but how many petals does the common poppy normally have?
Five.
Three.
No, it's four. Quality.
Brilliant. Absolutely killed the podcast flat with that one.
I was in my head trying to counter paint, but I've obviously painted it wrong. It was way more than four petals on it.
You actually painted on.
Right, sounds okay, brilliant stuff. We'll put another poll up in a second on what you thought was the best joke. But in terms of the best moment poll, right now, it is a tie, neck and neck, Van Dijk's pen. And Shimakas's pen are both tied on 29% of the poll. Elliot's return from injury, 17%. And Kepa, the penalty specialist, 25% of that.
Just to add on to the Shimakas penalty, the going straight into Dua Lipa afterwards.
Oh, yeah.
And the smoke going off at Wembley Stadium was like, that was better than the penalty.
Yeah.
That then... What, 20 minutes afterwards was just unbelievable.
Van Dijk's just slipped down to 28. Tsimikas is at 29. We'll end the poll there. Kostas Tsimikas winning FA Cup penalty is officially the Red Men moment of 2022. Let's have a round of applause for Kostas Tsimikas. Well done, Kostas. Right, yeah, we'll put a new poll right now if you're live with us. You can vote on what was the best Christmas joke. Yeah, and we'll see how we get on with that. Right, we're going to do the is Christmas tier list. So it's as simple as this. The general thesis behind a tier list is that it good is at the top and really, really shit is at the bottom. Everyone has been given one. I've got some random ones to throw in. So John, do you want to start us off?
Well, you got them in the wrong order. Decent needs to be at the top.
I know, but...
Decent is the best thing that could possibly
happen.
Yeah, you've
had
them here. I love the fact that you put the stars in the fucking hole and then went really shit at the bottom and swore anyway.
I know. I wasn't sure how this was going to go at the time. This has been a week in the making. What do you think Jürgen Klopp would have on his Christmas wish list, John Charles?
Bit of money.
Mega rich owners... Okay, pass it round.
Oh, I thought I was going to sign Frisbee and it's sticks.
You know what? Try not to ninja star me in the face.
I got close to you, though. Look at that. Edit that.
Perfect. So, mega rich owners, how high up on Klopp's tier list do we think this rates? John, it's your suggestion. Do you think it's an absolute nailed on defo?
No. I'd go... That sort of depends on who the owners are going to be as well for me.
Yeah. I think
that's about there.
Yeah. If it's a degree to which he's like, I don't think he would want money at all costs, Chris, but I do think he would like to have, for the first time in his career, a bottomless amount of money.
You've done well so far.
Yeah.
Without. So, can they do it?
I reckon John's spot on there. I think that's it. I don't think it's like an absolute 100% necessity for him. But he'd absolutely enjoy it if it came.
Yeah, I think we put that second tier. I've got that in nice. I think it'd be a nice present for him.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you use the word nice?
I think it was the naughty and nice thing for Christmas he's gone with. I might be giving him some credit here.
Honestly, you're all giving me far too much credit or lack of credit for the amount of thought that went into what the wording was. I had the colours and I threw a couple of general words. And then when I laid them out, I'm not sure they really stack up with the whole tier thing.
Decent, yeah, nice better than nice.
And decent sounds better than nice.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's nice. That's decent.
Yeah, but they're the wrong colour to be moved. But they're the wrong colours to be moved. So let's just go off the colour. Saskia.
Yes.
What have you got?
Well, the only beautiful Jude Bellingham.
Ooh. Okay, do you want to try and see if you can get it on?
I'm scared Christ. To hit a camera. Or
I'm scared to hit me, to be honest with you. Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jude Bellingham is...
He's on his paper.
That was really close to being
put it at defo.
Spot.
100%.
100% defo. Top of the top tier, top of the list.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Do I need to say more?
Yeah.
Yeah, come on.
Do I actually?
Yeah,
if you want.
I'd have died if they said that to me, because I wouldn't have laughed. I just said, he's a good footballer.
No, we, like, first off, I feel like we do need to refresh our midfield.
Yeah. Yes.
And, you know, he's played amazing for England in the season we just had, so there you go.
I, Chloe, can't argue against Jude Bellingham being the top. I think he's the top of my Christmas list, and I can't have him. And even if I got him, I wouldn't know what to do with him.
Probably play him in midfield. Yeah.
Yeah, but I don't have a midfield for him to play in, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, but see, the thing is, he can't be on my Christmas list because we're not going to get him at Christmas, so what's the point?
Yeah, but you can, like, have you ever bought, like, tickets for something for, like, you get it at Christmas, but it's not till, like, later on in the year?
Is it his New Year resolution, Chloe? Is that okay for you?
Bit more
like that. But yeah, we'd all want him. I mean, I'd love him, but...
Should we just have him in decent then, Chloe? Because, you know, decent should be fucking top.
Well, no, because that's where I'm going to... Yeah, sure. All right. Yeah.
No, we won't.
Jude Bellingham is absolutely the top of Jürgen Klopp's Christmas list. That's what he wants. And I know he... Sometimes, like, look, I get gig tickets occasionally for Christmas, and I know they're in March. But I like getting them and knowing that they're in the bank ready for me. So you can wish for something on Christmas Day. Yeah. And when it becomes available, you get it.
Yeah.
He likes dogs, though, doesn't he? He might want a dog. You know, just aside from
just
the football.
Just like, he can have more than one Christmas present, you know what I mean?
We hear all about him walking his dogs on the road.
So just to clarify, gentlemen... Jürgen Klopp might choose to have a dog over you.
Could you do me a favour and just tell Pauline to buy me a dog?
Wants a dog.
No, she knows. She hasn't bought
him. Chloe wants a dog more than she wants Liverpool. More than you want Liverpool to have Jude Bellingham?
No, I want Liverpool to do everything more than a dog, but, like, I still want a dog. Like you've just said, you can have two things.
Yeah, brilliant.
So,
given that I haven't got dogs as an option...
Well, basically, maybe if... I could just walk on the park where I know he's about to walk his dog, and then I get to see his dog. So
I feel
that's
like
really
you've gone down
a
rabbit hole here, Chloe. Am I quite myopically focused on this dog thing? I don't know where it's come from, and I'm not sure how we get out of it. But here we are. Jude Bellingham, absolutely top tier for Jürgen Klopp's Christmas wish.
Yes.
Without a doubt. Transformative footballer.
He's a generational talent. He could be at Liverpool Football Club for 15 years. He could completely change how Liverpool play football. And I think, as well as all of that, it's a real massive statement to everybody else that we've just gone and signed the best talent in world football that's available.
Yeah.
And therefore, you start bringing in other players because they want to play with Jude Bellingham and stuff like that.
I agree on that one. Top tier.
But also a dog.
Dogs made more sense.
You hate dogs.
I don't hate dogs. Dogs are absolutely fine.
The word fine just basically means you hate them now. There was no enthusiasm
that
in that.
That is a very Twitter approach to that argument. I'd love to know your dog, Chris. Is it a cat?
No. But it is a pussy.
Pep Guardiola.
Yeah. Sorry about that, Pep, if you're watching. This is a win against Pep Guardiola, so...
Oh!
That is not where you want it.
No, it's not where you want it.
He's got it in the fuck no category. We're going to move that.
I think that's on his Christmas wish list. So it's a win against Manchester City on the 22nd.
Yeah.
I think he probably wants that more than everything else, if I'm honest with you, because he sees it one game at a time.
Well, I'm gonna throw in a wild card here, and that's a win over Aston Villa. And if we had to rank the two comparatively, beating Man City in the League Cup and beating Aston Villa, is there a world where one's higher than the other?
The first game's the most important, and then the second game becomes the most important once you've won the first game. That's how they say it. That's how it is.
So we want beating Man City right up there with Jude
Bellingham.
It's
Stockholm filler, like. But yeah.
All right, so...
It's defo.
Okay, it's defo.
Like, I want a Terry's chocolate orange every Christmas. It's not Christmas unless somebody buys me a Terry's chocolate
orange.
So why
is he allowed to talk about Terry's chocolate orange, but when I mention a dog?
Because it's an analogy that backs up his point, Chloe, as opposed to going on a complete and utter tangent about how you want a dog for Christmas.
And
not even to the point where you're like, and I could walk it. And it's like, oh, sorry, I mean, Jürgen could walk it in the park. Like, it's close. but it's not the same.
I just look, keep looking at John's face thinking, I wonder if he knew this is what we'd been eating.
Yeah, I know, yeah. Genuinely. So what, are we putting Villa below? Or
I think they're all defos.
Okay. Villa right at the top as well. Chloe, what you got?
I've got Enzo Fernandez, who I've been looking at him all World Cup, and his eyebrows are like emo. I don't know whether he gets them threaded, laminated. It's
I don't know what those words mean in relation to eyebrows.
Well, either, like, look at his eyebrows there.
I want to see them.
Threadened when you go to Belvale and someone saws half your face off in that little...
Is that
middle
those people screaming in the middle?
Yeah. Yeah. Very flat eyebrows.
He defo gets his eyebrows done, and I'd like him to join Liverpool just so I could ask him where he gets his eyebrows done.
Oh. Sorry.
Oh. Right.
But yes, I...
Chloe,
I
can think... you throw Enzo on the board? Oh. Oh, he's above top tier.
Yeah. He's not staying there for long, though.
Where do you think he goes?
Decent. Because I'd rather Jude Bellingham. And to be fair, he absolutely did my head in with how much he was on the floor in that World Cup. Would love it for us, but it was slightly annoying seeing it. Not against me, but just seeing it happen. But yeah, a boss talent, but Jude Bellingham's number one for me.
Okie dokie. I can get behind that. Right, we've got one. Some more cosmetic surgery. So he's had his hair done. He's had his teeth done.
Are they
his eyes done?
Yeah, I feel like it should have been a picture of veneers over.
Well, he's got veneers. Lips. He's got his veneers done already, hasn't he?
Yeah,
so, like, what I mean is, I couldn't think of any other types of cosmetic surgery that he could have. So we went for. I'm not saying he has to get the lips done. But
you chose lips over a dog. I still just can't get over it. What is the like?
I wish you could.
What, like lips done?
Does he? Well, but what else is there? Because Jürgen Klopp is clearly a man who likes putting time and effort into his appearance. He's not, you know, he's had the works done. He's had the eyes done. He's had the teeth done. He's had the hair done. Is there anything left that he would be able to?
No, he's beautiful.
So we're saying cosmetic surgery.
I put it in nope.
Right. No, I put it in nope. No.
Fuck no, says Chloe.
Fuck no, yeah.
Fuck no.
I'd go nope. Look, he's a man with money. They're going to do something to them, is what I'm going to say.
Some sort of Botox?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, nothing wrong with that. Prevention of wrinkles.
He's already got far too many at this point.
I know, but we're saying this. He's a man who's not arsed. He'll go for it. I agree. I think fuck no is ruling it out.
Yeah.
And I think quite clearly he's game for it. He's open. He's open to new cosmetics.
But not lips, though.
Well, who knows?
I don't think you'd...
I don't... I say never.
Are you going to eat your decide.
No, I was like, have you seen my lips?
I don't stare at your lips, funny enough.
You stare at me weird hand down the bottom of a fucking random fucking video, though.
Because it's flying around.
Yeah. Okay, we'll put cosmetic surgery in nope. Chris, does he need some more and better inhalers? Because this has clearly stopped working. Liverpool have had... Yeah, John knows. John gets the reference. Apparently, Liverpool have been juicing on inhalers for all this time, and we've been had loads of injuries. Does he need new inhalers for Christmas?
I don't think the inhalers had anything to do with the injuries, per se.
Can't rule it out, though, can you, Chris?
It's the best
conspiracy theories. They can't be ruled out.
Yeah, but you can, because an inhaler doesn't stop you pulling a muscle. It just increases your capacity for running. If that's what it's been alluded to.
A lot of the Liverpool team are asthmatic.
A high percentage of them, yeah. So that they can
so
take
you're allowed
these...
to have this inhaler. Keeps you... Well, allegedly.
Do we think...
It was very little... much on the Leggett podcast, wasn't it? And they very much got in quite a bit of trouble
did
for
they?
It.
My oh, uncle, yeah. My man, Manuel, to put an uncle, shared the conspiracy theory being read from the Leggett podcast in a random WhatsApp group that we're in, like, going, oh, this is a bit dodgy, ooh. Isn't it?
And obviously he's a Liverpool fan as well, so he was getting a little bit of heat
Andy,
from it
and
stuff
didn't,
like that.
Plan to be the face of the inhalers conspiracy.
Not with that bad.
So I don't know. Where do we go? Where are the inhalers going?
Fuck no.
Fuck no.
Didn't
doesn't
happen.
Need them.
Never happened.
Yeah.
Total bullshit. Klopp statue. Saskia Jade, where does a Klopp statue go? And does he want a statue?
He needs one.
He needs one, but does he want one?
Yeah, why not? Put it in nice. Yeah, because do you know what? Who wouldn't want a statue of themselves, actually?
Me.
I think we did have this conversation about people who love themselves a bit too much.
You would love a statue
of
yourself.
I would love a statue.
You would love it.
You would love a statue.
I would love it.
Chloe?
Mine would look very different to yours.
Could it be a constant reminder to you, Zania? Even when I'm away, that I'm always with just.
Yeah, we'll get a Chloe. Like,
and yeah.
Invisible to sit on the couch.
Could you not have any of my legs in though? Just the top.
Statue of you holding a dog.
Yeah. Or a goat. Because I am, you know, messy.
Have you just called yourself?
No, you know, I'm on that level with Messi, just not playing football.
I like that. I don't think Jürgen Klopp. I mean, I think he'll have to be dragged kicking and screaming to an opening ceremony of a statue of himself. Yeah. But I think we should all put it on there. Sometimes you've got to make a decision. You've got to get people what you think they want, not what they think they want.
You would be the, oh no, this is just so embarrassing.
Thank you very much. Oh my gosh. I have accidentally managed to have a perfect hair trim before this. Oh, no, I can't believe you're doing
the
this
The thing
to me.
Is, though, is you'd be the one to set it up. You'd actually buy it and then pass it off for someone else.
This is what happens when you put yourself on a table and above everybody else, they shoot shots at you, mate.
But it is also realistic, that one, I think.
Yeah.
As long as it's not like Ronaldo's one.
Oh, yeah. God, yeah. When he's got fresh eyes on it.
I've never seen it.
Yeah, you don't. You'll never unsee it once you've seen it. That's the most important thing.
Terrifies me.
Yeah, I don't like the guy.
New director of football?
No, I don't think he wants that at all, to be honest with you. I think he's quite happy with being in charge of all of the transfers.
Okay. Nope or fuck no?
I think nope. I think he'd probably be open if it was someone that he knows and he's maybe worked with in the past before. Mm-hmm. But generally speaking, the rumours are from the club that he wants more control. So a director of football means less control.
Okie dokie. And finally, Sofran Amrabat, Chloe. Mm. If we're putting Jude's top, we've got Enzo Fernandez sort of in the middle. Where are you putting Amrabat? Do we need this number six
I'd still put him in decent, but it looks like he's pretty much coming to Liverpool with what everyone else is saying, so he's clearly high on Klopp's list. So I'd probably put him at nice for Klopp, decent for me.
So you think he'd be above Enzo Fernandez for Jürgen Klopp?
Right now, yeah.
Chris?
No. I think he probably has a lot of trust in Fabinho that he can turn it around, whereas I think he's thinking more about the age of the players with Bellingham and Enzo Fernandez, rather than, you know, Henderson and the likes of Thiago. I think he sees probably two players there that over the next year or so need replacing. Amrabat, I think it'll probably get done because of the price, if anything, but I don't think it's as high up on his wish list.
So where are you putting him?
I put him in decent.
Decent. Okay, cool. There you go. That is officially our Jürgen Klopp Christmas tier. I should have printed the title of it off a little bit bigger, but it is what it is. Right, there you go. Thank you so much. We've had some comments come in while we've been doing it. Quadbot says, statue of Chloe and a dog. Two birds, one stone. AJ says, Amrabat looks okay, not great, rather Enzo. Edward Smith says, we can expand the trophy room. That'll be a good one. Jag Singh says, big thank you to all Red Men team. I've just received my Believer Christmas jumper, which is currently being rocked by Chloe Bloxham. Today at short notice ordering. Merry Christmas and well done, Claire, and a happy new year up the Reds. What the fuck?
Sorry,
it's everybody, guys.
I'd rather the chair fell than my phone. But
who built that table? Absolutely
Paul,
useless.
Probably.
Who built the table?
There you go.
You know who built the table?
No.
It was me.
Yeah.
Also, it's not the same if you buy your own chocolate orange, apparently. So Chris can't do that to sort himself out.
No, I'm very loud with my opinions on the chocolate orange at Christmas. I normally get about six nowadays, which is great.
Is this? Oh, I see. So it's like when you're doing your driving test and you've got to really over move your head to let them know that what you're doing. So you're saying you signal early doors to as
it's
many
a good
people
move.
As possible.
I do it with Toblerone and Reese's Pieces, and I just get bags of them.
Yeah, you got to do it.
Yeah,
you know what you want.
Has anyone done Christmas presents inception for themselves this year, where you've sown the seeds with other people as heavily as you possibly can?
I'm not.
I have
doing
to shave
presents.
To me mum. Just say Tom Ford. She hasn't got a clue.
Is that what
she's
going to
rock up and be like, oh, because it's about £200?
You're going to buy a. She's going to buy Ford.
Well, I just say to me mum, Tom Ford. Then she'll just go and get it.
So I've just bought myself everything I want because I'm not doing Christmas presents. So
why?
Bollocks to Christmas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can we have some, like... Can
we not make it awkward?
Way too late, it went really awkward.
Because I'm a double kiss! Fucking hell. Have you incepted anything this year, Chris?
No.
Chris is the master of getting, like, practical. Well, when we were, like, teenagers, we all thought you got the shittest presents ever. But then as we got older, it turned out your presents were brilliant because your mum and dad were very practical people. So, like, Chris got this, like, lock de-icing kit, and I laughed my fucking cock off at that for, like, days. Ah, you dickhead. I got, like, fucking Tony Hawk's 3, and you got a lock de-icer, and then
it
I went...
wasn't my main present, by the way. Just going to throw that out there, like...
And I went to get my car from outside of mate's house, and guess what? The locks were iced on my car, and I couldn't get in. Yay! Yeah, fucking define irony. Chloe?
No.
Dog. Well, dog, you've been saying...
It's
yeah.
not happening, though, is it?
You've just been going around your
wolf and all year. I hope they give you it early.
I really do.
I've been trying since I was 18.
There's been something wrapped happening. Under the tree for 2 months.
Moved for a bit.
Stop moving about 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, no.
Absolutely bummed.
I feel like if we could do one of those things where you can... Like, the signatures, people can sign it. You know, how many signatures till Pauline buys me
petition.
A dog?
Oh, yeah, start a petition to get petition, Chloe a dog. Yeah.
What type? Can I just ask? I don't even... What type of dog?
Husky, Border Collie, German Shepherd. Okay. She can choose
big
a pit.
Why did you like a GoFundMe?
Because I can't keep it in the house, even if I... I'm sound buying it, but I'm not allowed to keep it in the house.
You might get enough money to buy a house from a GoFundMe.
Yeah.
Well, we'll start a petition. Can we have everyone who's watching live right now just say, Pauline, get Chloe a dog? In the comments, as
Please.
Many people as possible.
I'm going to message your mum after this as
Thank
well.
You.
Yeah.
Just say Pauline.
Pauline. Like,
yeah. Does everyone have my Mars number or something?
I've got your mum on Instagram, I think, or Facebook, one of them.
Chris has got a number.
Me and Pauline like that.
Yeah. Sadly. Yeah, two peas in the pod. Right, we had the poll before for what was the best joke. Chloe came second with 33%. John's joke was apparently the worst on
8%. No shit, it was awful.
It was brilliant.
Which means Saskia's joke was the best of the jokes.
Mine?
Yeah.
Was I last?
Just you didn't actually
Second
write
last.
It.
Yeah, I know. And I realised I said it to you like, I thought it was brilliant, as if like, you wrote it. Like,
yeah.
No way.
Yeah, John, write a better joke next time. Absolutely fantastic.
I need to interrupt.
Oh. Go on. The voice of God, Saskia.
In the comments.
What?
Gary blocks him in the comments.
Oh,
no
she's dad, though.
What's he saying?
No dog.
No dog. can we get the comments up on screen? Just at the bottom there, Gary blocks him. Simply, no dog.
Yeah, he's a man of few words, but it was a powerful statement.
That'll be me mum on my dad's phone. So she'll play it off as if it's me dad's fault. Fine. Not beds, both of them. Oh, what you said that?
Oh, Edward Schmidt says VAR check complete. No dog. Absolutely outstanding. Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. Go again.
Brilliant. Go again.
Right,
there's
we're going to
always
take,
next year.
We're going to take another very quick break and then we're going to be chatting Man City League Cup when we return. See you in a sec.
Are you a fan of the content we produce here in podcast form? Do you love Red Men goodness in your ears on a regular occasion? Do you want to know more on and off the field info about Liverpool Football Club? Get closer to the culture of the city and the club? Well, you can do. Red Men Plus podcasts are now available to subscribe to on Spotify. Yes, we are taking the podcast section from Red Men Plus and making it available as a standalone subscription here on Spotify, so you don't need to jump over. You can continue to listen to all of our content in the Spotify app. It is available for £5 and you get full access to all of those shows each and every week and a whole host of extra content as well.
Hey, yes, welcome back. Yeah, do check out my Liverpool debut right now, streaming on redmenplus.com. We let everyone go for a toilet break, and John clearly needed it more than others. You feeling?
Yeah.
There you go. Everyone ready?
Yeah, sorry.
Everyone reset? John Lee, David Blackshaw, has been a member for 21 months as a cult hero. Says, happy Christmas. Some of the best people I've ever met. I wish you all the very best next year, and may the red machine run through gears and bring us all joy. God bless you and all of the legends. Oh, what a wonderful man. And actually, Frith gifted one Red Men TV membership in the YouTube live chat. That's good to see YouTube actually being...
like Twitch.
Yeah, being taking the good things from Twitch and not the shit things from other networks, like Shorts. Brilliant. We've got TikTok and fucking Instagram, lads. You know what I mean? Just fucking let it go. Vote dog for Chloe, says Patrick Westmore. Poor Chloe, says Rachel Todd. Ha ha ha, Gary, says Dickie Oi Red. And yeah, doesn't seem to be enough people getting behind Chloe's dog. Brilliant.
Gary ended it though, didn't he?
Gary did. Cut the legs off it. Right there and then. Not an actual
dog. It was
dog.
Most Daffy Pauline though, but it wasn't Gary. I could bet you a tenner.
Okay. Sad. Let's dive into it then. Liverpool back in action on Thursday. Saskia, just how happy are you to have Liverpool football games back in your life?
I don't have a word.
Bursting point.
Yeah. Like, I really don't have a word. Like, I'm just so excited. I want just... That's it.
I like how you decided very briefly to lean into your Danish roots during the World Cup, but then I've obviously decided also that Liverpool's a bigger market.
If anyone saw my tweets on the Argentina-France final, I was trolling, just putting that out there, because I tweeted that Denmark could have won this. No one got the joke.
Nobody gets jokes on Twitter. Do we not? Are we not? Have we not all?
I fucking hate Twitter.
Fuck yeah, it's the worst.
It's vile.
But yeah, no, I did lean into my Danish roots because got to support them. But no, I'm very happy to have Liverpool back.
Absolutely, Chris Page.
I can't wait for the 22nd, mate. Obviously, we've got tickets. We're going.
So much so that you haven't been back to the Etihad since we got absolutely twatted there, and you almost pretty much vowed never to go again. But that's how starved you've been.
You know what it is? It's the fact that Liverpool haven't played in ages, but it's also the fact that I love when you go to an end when you've got the whole end.
Yeah,
a cup game away from home is well better than just going away from home in the league and having like 1,000 or 2,000 people there. When they give you close on 5,000 people there, you can feel like you can take over. I actually like the reverse at Anfield as well. I always love seeing like the lower league sides come to Anfield, take a whole end, and then I realise 5 minutes in, oh, the crap, I hate the songs that they sing.
Yeah.
And all that.
Because they all sing.
Apart from, who's that team we've played like twice where they keep going Solop?
Oh, that's it, Shrewsbury.
Salop! Salop! Oh, it's like, what are you doing? Why are you singing Salop?
Big fans of, that's like, is that like the nickname or the...
Yeah, it is. So I remember Googling it after the first time, being like, why are they shouting Salop at me, the weirdos?
Yeah, it's better than, shall we sing a song for you?
Oh. Is this a library?
He's one of our own.
Oh.
In fact, if people can in the comments, and hit me with some more generic football chants.
See, this is what I love about Liverpool. Like, I've already got out of the way that I'm a Blackburn fan. Second team, all my family are red, so I would follow Liverpool, but my team is Blackburn. But when Liverpool used to be able to come to Ewood Park when we were in the Prem, we would give you the whole end you would get. I had a season ticket and I'd get moved out of my seat and put elsewhere in the stadium, so they'd give the whole end to the Liverpool fans. But when you're talking about football chants and stuff, mate, we've probably all one of the worst in the world. We just literally would chant, get into them, get into them, get into, and you're like, fuck off, mate, you're this lad with a drum, get into them. Get into, and that's one of their chants.
I
say there because I'm not getting involved in that side of it.
I hate it when fans bring a drum or something in, especially when that drum's next to your end or something, because you can't sing your songs.
It works, it's
brilliant, but I absolutely hate it as well.
Chloe, how serious do you think Jürgen and Pep are taking this game? Because, and the reason I ask this is because I go back to the Charity Shield, and I think Jürgen took it more seriously than Pep did, and I don't know that in now looking back at the month that followed it and how shit we were, I'm not sure that was the best idea. City are probably going to be a little bit stronger in terms of the players they've got available. I wonder whether this is a flip reverse here where, you know, Klopp's probably not going to rush Alisson back, he's probably not going to rush Van Dijk back, but Pep, and can his ego withstand another defeat? Does he go harder than maybe he should do?
I feel like we should either way, because it's important to get off on a good start. We've not done well. We've not bounced back from things. I mean, we had a slight run at the end. I think it was like 3 games where we'd won on the bounce, but that's it. Every time we've pretty much won, we've lost the next, or it's been something disappointing. You need to set the tone and you need to go for it. A lot of these players that we've got, Fabinho played one game, Trent didn't even play really one game. They've been training, yet they flew to Qatar, but they've been training, so they should be sound to slot right back in for me. I don't think there's an excuse for them not to when you've played absolutely hardly anything. It's basically just been like a mid-season for you. You've just been in a sunny place. So, yeah, I think we should go... And also, it's a case of what this is a trophy that we can win this season. Probably, I mean, I'd like to keep hope for the Premier League, but it's very highly unlikely.
Yeah.
The Champions League, we've got Real Madrid, and although I'm really up for that and I'm looking forward to it, it's still Real Madrid. So you've got to also look at this as, okay, well, if we win nothing else, we need to at least win this for the end of the season.
Yeah. Are you taking any risks on any of the lads who maybe haven't trained loads?
I'm not taking risks per se, but I think he goes as strong as he possibly can go. For me, there's a fine line when it comes to the squad and balancing who's fit and who's not fit and stuff like that. But I mean moving forwards as well. So, look, I think if you go out of this competition early, that's games that young lads could have got experience in, or lads close to the squad could have got minutes in to keep them fit and fresh and ready for if somebody goes injured, are they fit and ready to go? So that's the balancing act for me. I think he needs to get through this game because it opens up games for others. You know, you've got to have that predicated on the fact that sometimes your squad can be too thin and the extra games are a pain in the arse, which is why I say it's a tough thing to balance. But Jürgen wants to be Pep Guardiola in every competition. Pep wants to beat Jürgen in every competition. It's about dominance, and right now Manchester City are winning that battle over the last 5 seasons against us. That won't sit right with Jürgen Klopp. Jürgen Klopp will not want that. That's why the Community Shield meant so much. That's why getting 2 trophies last season meant so much, because quite honestly it probably meant that City weren't going to win them. I know they weren't in the final, but we did knock them out of the FA Cup and stuff. Mm-hmm. They should be getting closer to winning all the trophies with the amount that they've had and what they spend and the coach that they've got every single season. It's defiance at this point for me, and that's what I think Jürgen lives for as well. I think he really wants to defy Manchester City, their millions and their manager and their players at all times.
Yeah, I agree with that one. And it being the first game back, you know, Chris was talking about when we did the tier list, you just want to give everyone a sense of optimism, go out and get a win. And that'll just give everyone a lift, because Liverpool just didn't win enough football matches in the first chunk of the season. They need to get back into their habits. You need to pick up where they kind of left off. There's going to be like Mo Salah's going to be rare and fun, which I think will really help in that. But yeah, in normal seasons, you'd be like, it is only the League Cup. But as I say, it's everyone's eyes are going to be on it. The biggest of the first game sort of back. I know it's City and that's annoying, but yeah, getting a win, it's going to be massive for them.
Yeah, no, 100%. I agree. Like, we need that win. We need to, like, there's just something, if you look back at, like, our games so far this season, it's just there's something missing. And it's like, there's no drive. Like, we do have drive. I can't think of the word.
No, but you're right. There's been more criticisms of Liverpool's attitude and approach than I think we've seen in years.
Yeah.
And the World Cup has been a big thing where we can say, maybe it's the World Cup. Or maybe it's a hangover from last season, or maybe they've been overworked. Well, the World Cup's done. Lots of them have had a training camp to have a break as well. The motivation's now got to be solely on Liverpool and running themselves into the ground for the Liverpool cause. So any excuses previously, well, they're gone now, so we just need to see them win football
matches. Yeah, 100%.
I agree. Right, okay, cool. Well, look, we're going to do more chat on this. We're going to be doing a build-up show, particularly for this game. Obviously, Aston Villa on Boxing Day. There will be a watch-along on Thursday. Chris and I will be at the Etihad. So, yeah, fingers crossed we don't get our heads kicked in.
Or that we're, you know, by the Manchester City fans again.
It was fun when we beat them in Klopp's first season and we were right by them. It's fun when you win. It's shit when you lose.
Was it 5-1 we lost in the end? Or was it 4-1? I can't even remember.
I think it was five.
I'm right by the Manchester City fans. At this point, Redmen's quite big and enough Man City fans actually know who I am. And I'm right there and it's pissing down with rain and Mane's got a red card and some fella spots me when they go in the lead. And every single goal, he kept bringing more lads to just scream in my face. So I'm just there in the end. I've got me hood up and I'm trying to hide and I've just got probably 30 or 40 Man City fans screaming knobheads at me and all this. I'm just there going, I hate this. This is the worst thing you can possibly have at a football match. It was just horrendous.
Amazing.
It was horrendous.
We've had one more drop in here from Gary Bloxham in the comments. Just to clarify, just want to clarify, Chloe does have two dogs already.
What? Oh, yeah, how did you leave that out?
They're not my ones, maybe mine, but the other's Pauline's. Pauline got her dog for Christmas.
So the just very... yes or no, Chloe Bloxham, you've got two dogs in your house already.
Yeah, but they're not technically my dogs, though. This is a dog, like...
So you... what you're saying is the difference between your parents wanting no dogs to one dog or two dogs to three dogs...
I thought it was a dogless house is what you wanted. Yeah. I'm not having any hair on this floor kind of thing or pissing on the couch.
No,
but it's
she
not.
She got a dog for Christmas.
It's because you've got two already.
Yeah, but they do nothing. They sleep all day and that's it. That is it.
You're saying
you've
got shit
dogs. Got another
so you don't
one,
love the
and
dogs?
And then it just slept all day.
That's
and then,
fine,
because
it'd be sleeping in my room. I'd let that dog.
Pick them up and put it in your room.
They stink.
Are you a dog person?
I think it's more than the aesthetic now.
Yeah. No, it's like there's a difference between a Bichon cross Shih Tzu thing to a husky. You know, that's it's tiny little thing. Just it's a lap dog basically.
Cute.
They don't like the cold. They don't like, you know, if you try to let them out for the
you
winter,
don't like the cold. Like,
you can put jumpers
no,
on
I
them.
Hate
Okay. Do they get like Liverpool jumpers for Christmas?
No.
Wait, Chloe hates the cold. We got her a Charlie actually got her a blanket to sit at her desk upstairs in the office because you hate the cold and you're digging dogs out for hating the cold.
No, but it's like, you know, a dog should like to go for a walk. Me, I don't like going for a walk. I don't like anything that's exercise or outdoors.
So why do you want a dog?
Because it'd make
they
me
need
go
walking.
It'd make me she's go and try and enjoy life with them.
They don't really like it.
The dogs seem to suit your personality, the ones you've already got here, Chloe. You're saying you want a dog to improve you as a person.
Yeah, this but I want a big dog. I want to, like...
You want to ride it?
Refuse no, I'd that. Have got a horse, if that was the case.
Right. Anyway, thank you so much to Gary for clearing that up, because that is an absolute bombshell of information for us.
Not a user. I was almost feeling sorry
That's
for
what
you.
It is.
I was feeling sorry for you.
Dickie O'Reilly Red says all dogs smell, Chloe.
There is a difference between puppies and dogs, though.
Thank you.
And
this
one's
like
it.
They're like
I get it.
7, 8.
So you just want a puppy, and then what? You just sack
no,
it off.
Because then
no,
you like you grow and you love it, and it's like oh, it's like
and
with
it'd
my
be
cats.
Just mine. These two dogs just go where there's food. They don't give a crap who is there as long as there's food. Yeah, but I'd really like to train a German Shepherd to be mine and mine only.
Oh, imagine like training it to protect you as well.
Opinion is very split on Chloe.
It's like a podcast for
opinion is split. Go on, Joe. What are we hearing?
Opinion is split on Chloe.
Opinion. Chloe's dividing the
families. Some people are on her side, some people are not.
I'm on Gary and Pauline's
side. Give it five more minutes until
they hear
what she's just said and they'll all be on our side.
Yeah.
It's fine. I wasn't going to get a dog anyway. So.
I'm on your side because there's a difference.
Another dog. Yes. Oh, what a pity! Basically, Adnan, it's been deleted since he's retracted his comment. But he just said he was only here for I think the word he used was hot Saskia, which is good to know. You're good to know you're bringing audience.
Did he just shit out and delete his comment?
I believe
wait,
so.
Oh mate,
Oscar Fabi described him as the least horny Instagram user.
Wait, no, say this again because this has all gone over my head.
It's gone now. I can't repeat myself as we already learned.
Someone called you hot and deleted it.
Chloe
and
is
then
in
who's
the mud.
A horny
says
Instagram
Lynn in
user?
England. I'm dogs
not,
are just for Christmas.
Well, thanks for calling me hot, guys.
Brilliant.
Thanks for not getting me a dog, guys.
Right, Sal. We've got more to come if you want to get... there's a new poll. Are you on Chloe's side? Yes or no? Last chance. John, what are you up to at the moment?
Oof. Didn't really lead me into that, did you? currently, I'm working on my next exhibition collection. For when I go back over to Dubai in January.
Is there a theme for it?
Yeah, cars. So I'm doing an exhibition in a place called the Space DXB. Basically, rich people buy cars and store them in their venue. So like one of one Rolls Royces, McLarens, Ferraris, Bugattis, all kinds of cars. Like all worth around like £4 to £10 million each. So these people just store them there, but then they have like an event on where you can go in and look at all these cars. There might be about 100 cars, so I'm painting 7 of them for an exhibition, and it's in April or May. And then, yeah, I'm doing, I think they should be bigger than my usual size as well, like 50 by 50 inches, but I've only managed to do one so far. But it's a Rolls Royce, it's a gorgeous cars as well, but yeah. It's not just a car, it's a little bit different what I've done with it. But the plan is that we've got the exhibition, it's a ticketed event, all the ticket money is going to go to charity, and then 10% of the original sales from the paintings are also going to go to charity as well. Hopefully, with it being over in Dubai, though, we're not too sure what the red tape is around like charities and stuff like that. But if we can, we're going to keep it for the Owen McVeigh Foundation. So it's fantastic. Even though I'm going over there, my charity is still the Owen McVeigh Foundation, no matter what.
A fantastic cause as well. Saskia, what you got going on?
Not much. Just subscribe to my OnlyFans and my FanView. There's 30% off today, so why not, guys?
Why not, indeed. Adnan there in the comments is going to be all over that.
There's loads of hot Christmas content. Where you don't see me in this Christmas jumper.
Do you start in the Christmas jumper?
Do you know what, actually? I think I have done some in this Christmas jumper.
There you go. So if you want to see our Christmas jumpers, unlike any other way you've seen our Christmas jumpers before.
Just saying, guys.
Check out Chris's OnlyFans.
No!
I'm thinking it's 40% off today.
Sorry, I just shouted into the microphone. People are going to be like,
I don't think we need to, you know, we're not fighting over the same audience, I don't think, Sasha.
I don't know. I hear a lot about your nudes, so... Honestly, I get comments going, rather see his nudes.
Payjack
like,
nudes.
Mm.
It's been a thing on the internet for about 6 or 7 years now, Payjack nudes.
Do you know what? We should just do a calendar. Why not?
Okay.
See, now, do you know what? I'll just jump in here. I got asked to do a nude calendar for Christmas. I don't know if he's going to watch this, but he come round, took all pictures of me in my studio, completely bollocko. Me painting a big pink cock. I'll find it on my phone and show you in a minute. Right, and I'm like, this is quite cool, this. It's for charities for mental health and all that. Never happened.
Wait, so you haven't got the pictures?
The pictures, but the calendar didn't happen.
So he's got pictures of you, Nate.
He's a nice fellow, I think. But like, okay. You know what I mean?
I was going to say, if you haven't got the content, then someone's doing something to those
guys. I have got them, but the calendar didn't happen in the end. Apparently everybody dropped out. It was only me willing to get the That's my second nude shoot I've done that, you know.
Really? I love that for you.
I've done it for an exhibition in France. I've done, like, fully nude. Have we got time for me to say this?
You know what? We're going to do this. We'll do it on Podcast Extra, because this sounds racy.
Yeah,
that's what
is.
Podcast Extra is all about. So we want to hear more about what Saskia's been up to.
And I can know more about our calendar.
We're going to pick up John's nude work. great. So, yeah, make sure if you want more from these guys, obviously go and follow them on all different social medias. It's at John Charles.
Artist John Charles.
Artist John Charles. Cool. At Saskia Jade.
Saskia Jade X on Twitter and Saskia Jade X _ on Instagram and Saskia Jade on TikTok. Thank you.
Excellent.
Thanks.
Chloe's got a Twitter back at Chloe Bloxham.
The only win I've had all.
Well, yeah, the people are categorically not on Chloe's side.
So just to clarify, just to let you fire a vote, are you on Chloe's side? Yes, 46%. No, 50%.
That's close to Brexit.
Yeah. And of course, at Mr. Blood Red, to get Chris on Twitter, I'm at the Paul Machin. Get the rest of the Redmen content over on redmenplus.com. We're going to be doing podcast actually pretty much straight after this live, so you've got a chance to go over and sign up. You can scan the QR code if you're on YouTube, or just go to redmenplus.com. It is the X-rated version of this podcast, where it's less football, it's more life, and it's certainly things that we don't like to put out in the public sphere. So we've got the Circle of Trust. Come and join us. Come and join our Circle of Trust. And we're going to find out more about John getting his cock out for a person.
I'm so excited to hear about it.
She went to say
C
then.
I can't wait to see. Who knows? Podcast Extra, anything can happen. Right, all good stuff. Thank you so much for joining us for the Christmas special. Have a very Merry Christmas. Loads more to come from us, both free on YouTube and in podcast versions, and of course on redmenplus.com. So check all of that out, and we'll see you very soon.
Thank you so much for that. I hope you enjoyed it. If you want more Red Men in your ears, then consider signing up to redmenplus.com. You get everything that's on the website in video and, if you want it, in podcast form. From £5 a month, redmenplus.com. You get 2 free items of merchandise every single season. If you sign up as a club legend, you get 20% discount codes every single month. Exclusive discounts from our partners, as well as your name in the credits and each and every Red Men Plus show.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.